Now, you, when you first settled, you settled south of here, didn't you?
Oh, we just stayed one. We stayed 1 year. The first year, we made a crop out there. It used to go by the name of the Beeson Flats. The Beeson brothers all had claims there, but of course they couldn't file on the land and get a title to it then because it was in a dispute, you know. There was a lawsuit pending, and we stayed 1 year out there and made a crop, and then in the next spring, this country opened for settlement.
Well, how was the country down there at Beeson Flats?
That's flat. That's prairie country down there.
Is it all flat between here and there?
Well, a good lot of it is. After you get out away from the river, away from the scenery and the sand.
Was there any irrigation in here, or is there now?
There is some now, but there wasn't then.
Do they have any special term for those ditches that bring in the water for irrigation?
They call them irrigation ditches.
What are the names of some of the streams close by here?
Well, you know, we don't have anything close here, only this North Fork of Red River runs right along the edge of town here, but there's creeks, of course, that drain into the river.
You had one by your farm, didn't you?
Yes, Timber Creek runs through the farm. Well, there's Long Creek and Short Creek, and Deep Creek, and Timber Creek, and Indian Creek, and Flat Creek, and Elk Creek, that one on Sioux Elk City. I don't believe I know the names of any creeks further than that.
Is there any special term for the place where a creek meets a river and the water sort of backs up there?
Well, I don't know that I've ever heard any.
Now, you mentioned these creeks. Are they wet all year round? Or?
Well, sometimes they get pretty dry.
And let's see, then, do you have any special term for the depression that's been cut by the water?
Well,
is it still a creek bed? Or?
You mean in the creek? The creek banks, of course, change. Even the Timber Creek that runs through the farm out there has changed. You wouldn't think how much since I moved away from there, since I rented the place. You know, the water, the overflows in the water. It's like a different creek in places from what it did when I left out there.
We drove back that way, and Claude pointed out the tree in the middle of the field that used to be the watering tree.
Well, his dad always left it. It was there when we came there, just a little, probably not higher than that. We settled there. And he never would allow it plowed up or cut up. It's a tiny, very tree. But I told the man that cultivates the place not to never bother that tree left alone. It's been there always. You know, that's 68 years ago. Since we went there, they're just a little bit of, I don't suppose it's higher than that.
It's a nice tree now. Wonder how many hours of shade that's given people.
People who work down in the field, that's a lot. And then if they grow for lunch, you know, and eat under the tree.
Did your fields erode any? Or your pastures?
Well, yes, quite a bit.
What did you call those places that eroded?
Well, I suppose we call erosions, wouldn't they?